Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, April 12th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about this year's spring meetings of the World Bank and International Monetary Fund being held here in Washington, D.C.
To join our discussion, join us by phoning us directly at 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the World Bank and International Monetary Fund meetings currently underway in Washington, D.C., here in USA.
Some Zimbabweans, including top government officials, are attending the meetings, the spring meetings of the boards of governors of the World Bank Group and the International Monetary Fund. Is an event that brings together central bankers, ministers of finance and development, private sector executives, representatives from civil society organizations, and academics to discuss issues of global concern, including the world economic outlook, poverty reduction or eradication, economic development, and aid effectiveness.
This comes at a time the International Monetary Fund says it has reached an agreement with Zimbabwean authorities on the implementation of critical policies and reforms designed to facilitate Zimbabwe's re-engagement with the international community. According to the IMF, Zimbabwe is facing deep macroeconomic imbalances with large fiscal deficits and significant distortions in foreign exchange and other markets, which severely hamper the functioning of the economy.
In addition, Zimbabwe is facing the challenge of responding to the adverse effects on agriculture and food security of the El Nino-related drought, as well as the devastation from Cyclone Idai. Meanwhile, Reuters news agency reports that Zimbabwe's economy grew by 4% last year, below an initial target of 4.5%, as the country struggles with surging inflation.
Treasury also said today in its fourth quarter report ending December that the government's foreign and domestic debt stood at $17.8 billion, with 46% of that amount owed to foreign lenders.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa has promised to revive the economy, pay foreign debts, and end international pariah status that Zimbabwe acquired under Robert Mugabe's 38-year rule.
Yebambe zulukandaba lingalithona njani lapho likhona endaweni zonke ke zomhlaba. Ye jonga kunjani mfowethu?
Ngiyaphila wena uthini?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu.
Ndiri right.
Ye so kulomhlangano lo IMF ujalo kwenzakala ngesikhathi senesi nxa sokuyi spring. So ke kukhanyazana kula bantu abaningi njengendlala yenza abanye ngabaqondisi bamakampani abanye bakuyisiphathamandla zikahulumende ezivela kwale Zimbabwe. Sokuthi ke kulomnumzana uJohn Mangusha kuzobuya ke umnumzana Mthuli Ncube yena oyimgcini ingcebo. So, but loko kwenziwa ungazani kuyaba uhesi lonyaka ngoba kule El Nino related drought uthi sibili kuloko uma okumangalisayo endaweni eziningi nxa usizwa abantu bekhuluma bathi abantu sebelamba endaweni zeMatabeleland South, Matabeleland North, eGweru, Mashonaland East lezi indawo. So kuthiwa yeke kuloko kulamba okuthize. So ke khonapho ke i-IMF ithi khonoko kulamba kuzobuya lo cyclone Idai lowathanyela abantu. Yenza sibili seyenzeka tesi kwabe ngazani kuyawoma kuwomela abantu. Kuzobuya futhi ke kule mbiko ethi umnotho welizwe leZimbabwe ututhuke nge-4% lonyaka. Bekukhangelelwe ukuthi uyatuka nge-4.5%. Kuzobuya kunye okukhulu futhi okubikwe lizwe leZimbabwe. Bathi imali engazani kumele ibhadalwe izikwelede
phoyi. Sikwembi.
Ya izikwelede kuyaphiwa lapha $17.8 billion. So kuthiwa i 46% yayo imali leyi ngiyabantu abakweledwa bephandle kwelizwe. So kulabo IMF, kulabo World Bank lezinye inhlanganiso zijeleyo. I Paris Club lokunye
ukuthi. But iri kuenda kuphi Marie Gibbs because 17.8 billion dollars ayisi mari diki.
Okunye kuphela kwakubuya ukuthi nxa ulesikwelede interest yakhwela. So nxa ukuthi ngakhuphuka interest kompana uba lokhu isenzani isiba nenge.
Abaridzi vechikwelede varingodya interest
yabo. Badli interest kodwa bakachayi capital yankona ukuthi vele kuhamba njani. So kukhanya kuyahlupa kwa kumfowethu.
Ndizvo zvochaizvo. Nhasi vateereri vadiva vatariri zvakare tiri kutarisa nyaya yemisangano iri kuitwa muno muWashington DC. World Bank ne International Monetary Fund uko kune vamiriri vehurumende kune gurukota rezvehupfumi muzvinafundo Mutulu Ncube governor ve Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe vanotarisirwa kunge variko zvakare vamangudya nevamwe vakuru vakuru muhurumende vane chekuita nenyaya dzemari kwoitawo vemamwe masangano ane chekuita nenyaya dzemari vanganzi vanenge vakangorerekera kune zvekushandiswa kwemari vari kupinda misangano iyo iri kupindwawo nevamiriri venyika dzakasiyana siyana pasi rose asi chikuru chiri kutarisirwa ndechekuti nyaya yehupfumi hweZimbabwe hungagadzirisika sei tichiona kuti Zimbabwe inonzi ine zvikwerete kubva mukati menyika nekunze kwenyika zvinosvika pa $17.8 billion zvichinzi pazvikwerete izvozvo zvikamu makumi mana nezvitanhatu 46% zviri pazvikamu zvemari dzakakweretwa kunze kwenyika vamwe vanobvunza kuti $17.8 billion zviri zvikwerete mari yakaenda kupi aiwa tese mubvunzo yatinge tiinayo zvatinogona kuti chikurukura pano nhasi tanzwawo vamutulu Ncube vachizivisa kuti mukati memwedzi gumi nemiviri Zimbabwe inogona kunge yaane mari yayo yavari kuti iyo inogona kunge yaane its own currency vamwe vaiti taifunga kuti papaiswa RTG dollar Zimbabwe yanga yaane currency yayo zvino kana ichiswa imwe pachitarisirwa imwe mari zvakare saka iripo iyi haisi mari yenyika here ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatichati kurukure saka pindai muchirongwa chirongwa ndechenyu tinzwe nenyaya dzezvehupfumi Gibbs ndofunga tine mumwe munhu parunare
iye kunjalo ke sizwa kuti slow baba esecingweni what sizwa kuti slow bani I'm told that it could be Rejoice Ngwenya who is an economic commentator. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening and welcome to the program. Oh, I'm told that...
I thought there was a guest.
Yeah, I had
I had to cut short, yeah.
That's what I...
that's why I should cut short my intro.
As well.
Okay. As you see, turukutaura nenyaya yehupfumi hwenyika nemisangano iri kuno. Kazhinji kumisangano iyoyo yeWorld Bank neIMF. Ndo panotariswa kunzi. Hupfumi hweZimbabwe huri kuitawo sei tichitarisa nenyaya yekuti IMF yanga ine chikwata chachiri muZimbabwe mazuva apera vachienda kunotarisa kuti Zimbabwe iri kuteera here zviga zvainenge yakatemerwa ndozvezvimwe zvezvinhu zvinenge zvichizokurukurwa chikuru chiri kutariswa neZimbabwe ndechekuti inge ichikwanisa kuzenge yakukwereta mari kubva kune mwaya masangano handifunga kuti inenge ichizokwanisa kukwereta mari kubva kuWorld Bank neIMF nenyaya yezvikwerete zviri kwasi inogona kupiwa mukana pamastaff monitored programs iwaya kuti inge ichizobvumidzwa kukwereta kubva kune vamwe vanokweretesa mari kana kuti vanokweretesa mari vanenge vane chivimbo neZimbabwe kuburikidza nemamiriro anenge achiita upfumi hwenyika saka ndo nyaya yatiinayo yekuti tinge tichikurukura tichitarisa iye nhasi uno iko kumusangano IMF neWorld Bank wanga uriko nhasi Gibbs tatichinzwa zvazvichibuda ikoko zvakasiyana siyana vamwe vari kutarisirwa kuti musangano uchaita kuti Zimbabwe inge yakubva vari kumirira Zimbabwe vakubva kuno vanenge vaine tsapo yemari a bag full of money zvingatarisirwa
here I think it could be a little bit stretching it too far because you know there are certain issues that have to be discussed first before Zimbabwe gets any kind of funding from the IMF and the World Bank. So maybe it's going to take some bit of time before that happens. Yeah, Zulukandaba. Siyabona sibili kuti IMF le World Bank zenza umhlangano omangalisayo kunapa ke. Kodwa ke right now we are joined by our first guest. So our first guest has actually arrived. He's a young man. This guy comes from Zimbabwe. And his name is Tatenda Magetsi. Tatenda, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, sir.
Yeah, so you are here in Washington, eh?
Yes.
Tell us a bit about yourself.
I'm Tatenda Magetsi. I'm here because I won this Block for Development competition from Zimbabwe. And the World Bank then paid for the trip so that I can attend all the youth programs being held here in Washington.
And you've got this change maker of the African Leadership Institute's project, Bakati on youth inclusion in Africa.
Yes.
What's that?
The project Pakati is a virtual program hosted on Workspace. It's an African Leadership Institute project to try to advance youth participation and youth inclusion in all decision making matters. To say in Africa, you'd find that a lot of the challenges that we face include youth subjugation and youth marginalization. Mm-hmm. So this project is whereby 150 youth from all African countries are gathered together on a virtual platform to try and advance ideas on how we can best make use of the youth as a specific demographic and how the youth participation can be augmented in all the different countries.
We are happy that we are talking to a guy who is said to be very good in debating, and we have got a bachelor of science honors in social work.
Yes.
And we are at the Pindura University of Science and Education.
Yes.
Apart from that, you are a Rhodes Scholar.
Yeah.
Elect, and you are going to the University of Oxford.
Yes.
In UK. What are you going to do there?
At Oxford, I have been admitted into the Master of Science for African Studies. Mm-hmm. So largely my application for the Master of Science in African Studies was inspired by that. I would love to understand more about Africa and where like our problems emanate from as a continent. So the Master of Science in African Studies was the best way to do that. And then after this, like the scholarship also pays for the DFU, and I'm hoping to be enrolled in the DFU in international development, largely because like with my social work background, I would love to work in areas where I would improve human welfare. So the DFU in international development would be like the best way forward in trying to advance that.
And now the IMF, I think Chonga can ask.
Yes, ndobo vunzangu nerimirwa mai tichi kugamuchirai vamagetsi muno mustudio 7.
Thank you so much.
Chikuru chingada kuzikana nevakawanda ndechekuti vamagetsi mukomana wechidiki asi akwanisa ngoyashuya achidyanana michena ndebvu yeku IMF. Makazviita sei kuti munge muchikwanisa kunge makuwanikwa muri kumusangano?
Chakaitika ndechekuti pane competition yakasimudzwa neWorld Bank ichibata nyika dzemusub-Saharan Africa. Saka mushure mekunge ndanyora isei yakakonzidwa sekuti ndiyo iri nani pane dzimwe, ndakabva ndapiwa mukana wokunge ndichabhadharirwa trip yekuuya kuno. Kuti during the spring meetings pane mamwe mameetings ari kuitwa on youth warfare and youth participation, so that ndinobva ndaita mameeting iwayo.
Saka makabva kuZimbabwe muri wangani?
KuZimbabwe ndakabva ndiri 1.
Asi muAfrica tinonzwa kuti muri 150.
No, pane vakahwina, it was held in 40 countries.
Mm-hmm.
But vakauya kuno kuti kaonika tichaita 23, vamwe vakafesa
machallenges
evisa. Yeah.
Ndizvozvo. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Saka zvinobatsira zvakadii vechidiki vemuZimbabwe, iwo mukana wamapiwo?
Mukana wakaita souyu unobatsira nekuti tikatarisa matambudziko atinofesa senyika, haana zvaakanyanyosiyana neanosanganikwa nawo nedzimwe nyika. Saka patinosangana sevechidiki venyika dzakasiyana-siyana, tinowanika tichagoverana maideas ekuti tingazvigadzirisa sei, vari kuzviita kune dzimwe nyika vari kuzviita sei, zvatingaitawo isusu ndezvipi. Saka tinowanika panonga pachagadzirwa mukana wokuti mumwe nemumwe awanika acharatidzawo nzira yake yaanofungira kuti iyi nzira ndiyo inokwanisa kunge ichatibatsira kuti tiwanike tichasimuka tese senyika dzese dzemuAfrica. Saka mukana munhu wakakosha zvizhinji wandinoshuvira kuti dai mukana yakaita sei ikaramba ichiwanika, not kwandiri bedzi asi kune vechidiki vakasiyana-siyana. Nokuti patinodzoka ndichanyora report yandichapresenta kuna Minister of Youth, ndichipa zvese zvakaitika kuti zvingatibatsira ndezvipi senyika. Mareports akadaro anonga achatibatsira pakuti masolutions atanga tisina initially anenge asuggestwa not neni nevamwe vangu vandinavo. Then tochinomapa tovapa madecision makers, so that mapolicies avanozogadzira haasi presumptive, anenge ari well informed on what we need as youths, what we can do as youths,
and anenge achityidzana nedzimwe
nyika.
That's great.
So what do you think you are going to benefit from the IMF discussions and then you take back home for implementation or consideration by the government?
Yeah, I think I'm going to benefit a lot in that. Mm-hmm. For example, I attended the Human Capital, the launch, official launch of the Human Capital, Plan mm-hmm. for Africa. This plan is like a feasible way of saying how can we make use of all demographic representations, how mm-hmm. to make use of women, how to make use of youth in all our development agenda. So this is like so critical in that, like, it taught me one thing, that if we are to develop as a continent, mm-hmm. then we need everyone on board, where everyone, it's a hands-on for everyone, not where someone like just a small part of the population is mm-hmm. the one that is like largely engaged in the activities, but everyone else should be a part of it. Not like to say youth are supposed to be recipients of the development benefits. They should be like a part of the development
process. But the question maybe is, how do you rope in some people who are, let's say you wake up in the morning, you don't have bread, you are looking for a cup of tea.
Yes.
And then you have got somebody who walks to a certain place where you have to drink or smoke bronco or whatever. He's smoked or he's drunk, I don't know.
Yeah.
So how do you then engage with such people? Because you're saying now the youth should be part of that kind of a process and not to be just puzzles, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So in any safety, since I'm not like a decision maker, mm-hmm. the best I can do is to advocate and lobby mm-hmm. for the realization of those youths, so that they are not left left idle and left unused.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I said it wasn't compulsory that I was supposed to write a report about this whole trip, but it's something I took upon myself to say after this. And the Minister of Youth, Honorable Kirst Coventry, actually agreed to meet me after mm-hmm. this trip. So I just took it upon myself to say, I'm going to write this report so that it's the best way to communicate to the government on what they should do for the youths.
Wonderful.
What the youths expect from them, and how we can forge complementary synergies between the government and the youth, so that mm-hmm. the government doesn't feel like we are against them and we don't feel like government is against us.
Great. Yes. Thank you so much. We'll come back to you. I think we are joined by our second guest, and that is Mr. Katsira Chirumanzu. He's a political analyst, ZANU-PF leaning. Mr. Katsira Chirumanzu, good evening and welcome to the program.
Well, good evening.
Thank you so much.
Listening to your program.
Thank you so much for joining us today. So, I think Jonga will pose the first question.
Ndotangane kwa isai mazi.
Mukanya murede.
Ndakasimba mazi. Ndokumbira mungodzorawo zvishoma volume yenyu bichana.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Muri kunzwa ka?
Ndiri kunzwa.
Inyaya tikutaura nezvainhasi mazi, we are discussing about the meetings that are currently underway here in Washington DC, the IMF and World Bank meetings. What do you think Zimbabwe benefits from such meetings, because these are annual meetings and people say nothing much changes even after ministers and government officials come to Washington DC?
Well, these meetings are very important. I think people need to understand the vision of President Mnangagwa, that his statecraft is of more economics and less politics. And he has shown Zimbabwe that re-engagement is important because we don't live in an island. Hence, it is important to find one another despite the mistakes that might or could have happened. But unfortunately, those whom Zimbabwe as a country is engaging are not playing ball, especially the Western world. I would give you an example of what happened recently. When we had this devastating cyclone, that is Idai, the USA government donated, whether it was money or goods, worth $2 million. But this week, one of our banks, Standard Chartered Bank, was fined $18 million. And it was clear that this is something to do with the sanctions. Now, you find that these people are not serious. Now, when it comes to International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, the directorship of all these banks, they are manned by you know, Americans that have a veto. So what our ministers might try to do, at the end of the day, it is going to be vetoed. So I don't see much taking place despite, you know, the end of reconciliation that this government, you know, is, you know, giving to the Western world.
Mm-hmm. But Mr. Chirumanz, I think Stanchard was fined because it breached some of whatever the agreements or contractual agreements that were there, and this is not a once-off thing. I think it's just back to 2000 or something.
Yeah, fine, but what matters most is you need to understand why it was fined. What are the reasons? Then you will see that Standard Chartered Bank was simply doing commercial transactions. But the U.S. government does not want those companies in Zimbabwe to do business. What it means is that Zimbabwean companies are not free. Their hands are tied up. For example, I can give you an example of this cyclone Idai. The Zimbabwean government does not have enough helicopters to rescue its citizens. Why? Because there are sanctions. This government wants bulldozers to come up with the infrastructure, but we don't have, because why? We don't have the U.S. dollars to buy this machinery. So at the end of the day, it is a smoke screen for anyone in Zimbabwe to think that sanctions are playing a pivotal role in not developing this country. And the U.S. government is aware of this. And the IMF is way aware of this. How is Zimbabwe going to achieve its, you know, economic goals?
Tichaisira kudare mhasi tinzouti runoti asi munoziva kuti mutambo wese kana mubhora raimbotambwa naGibbs mamuna refuri achititeera mitemo ukaita offside unorambirwa pamwe Standard Chartered Bank yakaita offside regaiti muzva muteereri ari parunhare todzoka kwamuri
mutemo wachoka izoka dzaiyo yebhora tikapafanani dzeyebhora zvino handei vari kutanze kwai referee unofanira kutombozoenda pabhodhi kuda kuona kuti igora rago isiwanei but anoita mutemo ndiani isifiu.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Rambai muri parunare. Rambai muri parunare. Mazire gai tinzwe kune muteereri. I think we have a caller, Gibbs.
Yeah, we've got a caller on the line. Baba, kunjani?
Takadiyo.
Takasimba ndiani namu?
Ndikundai.
Mkoma Kundai, muri kupi?
Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe. Tipe ufungwa zenyu tinzwe nyaya tiri kukurukura ndiyoi.
Zvatiri kuitirwa apa zvikudzeri kuti ikatimbotaura ichiti we do not have finance minister tingoriwo nechidhanana zvacho chinongonzi chakaenda kuchikoro.
Mukoma Kundai, ndikubatei muromo. Kazhinji hatibvumidze hedu kuti vanhu tinge tichitukana, tinongobvumidza kuti mungotaura zvamunofunga. Nekuti Studio 7 iburiro remunhu wese ane chaanoda kupura munouya muchiitira pano, asi zvokutitukane hatizofunga zvakanaka.
All right, ndine urombo.
Taurai.
Asi chokwadi chaicho, takatarisa economics dzatiri kuitirwa zvedu muZimbabwe ka. Vana vedu vachapese vari kuenda kuchikoro right now, zvavari kudzidza nezviri kuitika in terms of maraniro akutwa economics dzedu dzenyika ka. Vakutoona kunge zvavari kudzidza zviri wrong, syllabus rotori wrong, nekuti kana zvichiti maitirwa zvinoitwa ka zvichinzi ndo chaizvo izvo, nekuti vanenge vachiita ndo vanenge vachinzi ndo vakadzidza chaizvo, nekuti kuti ungochipiwa chigaro unongochitarisirwa kunzewo une zvawakaonekwa unazvo, zvinoitira zvinoona kuti kana ukanzi tungamire ukutungamirira negwaro rakanaka. Saka hatisi kuzviona isu pakutungamirira kuitwa nyaya dzenyika yeZimbabwe.
Chii chihombe chamunoti hamusi kugutsikana nacho pane zviri kuitwa?
Chekutanga ndechekuti the industry is down. Ndo chekutanga. And right now, I want to give you an example. Tinowana mameseji anenge asenderwa anhu kunzi dzimai magiza enyu nekuti da kuti kuita kuti matichengetedze magetsi andika. Saka zvikutaura kuti kana tichinzi hatina magetsi ekuti isusu vanhu vane magetsi andika tidzime magetsi edu. Yet tinenge tine vanhu isusu kubhadhibosi magetsi edu isusu ndeye prepaid meter andika. Moment yekungoti mari yako yawakajusa prepaid ikadzipera magetsi anobva adzima andi. Then iwo zvonoti kune mumwe munhu ane mita isiri yeprepaid ane zvikwereti zviri kuamaunda to amillion but munhu iyeye anongobhadhira maybe 20,000 echibatisiko pamwedzi kuzesa kuti magetsi asavharwe ndiyeye anenge asingatauri kunzi adzime magetsi. Isusu vacho vanobhadhara vose prepaid yakanakira kuti kana usina kubhadhara usina kutenga magetsi token rako hauna magetsi. Meaning kuti isusu tikushandira vayavaya vanoshandisawo magetsi mahara vasina maprepaid.
Aiwa asi imimi munonge mabhadhara magetsi yenyu toti $10 zese aino zokuudzai sei kuti dzimai magetsi makabhadhara.
Aiwa iri kuti hanzi nekuti magetsi edu mashoma saka tinotikumbira kuti musanyanya kubatidza zvinodya magetsi akawanda. Saka ipapa nyaya yangu iri pakuti kana tichishaiwa moto wekuti tibatidze magiza industry iyo iriyo inoita kuti chitemo chedu chese chekuti kuchema kwati kuita muzimbabwe ka kuti kugadzirisikeka hunge industry yakushanda.
Regai tinzwe vachiri mumhanzi kuti vanogona kumbokupindura here nokuti ndo vamwe vari muzimbabwe vachiri mumhanzi munoona sei zviri kutaurwa here.
Dambudziko rina mazimbabwe nderokuti saiva vava mukuru vari kutaura ndimona vatotanga kuvhura chirongwa chinechi nokutuka munhu asi tikazovabvunza kuti ivo vana maqualifications api chavati vaita muupenyu hwavo ndechiti iye zvino vanotaura nyaya yemasilabuses and so forth asi vanombovatendere panenge pachinyorwa masilabus kuchibvunza kuti todini and so forth maybe tinogona kuwana kuti maybe vanenge vakanyarara. Saka at the end of the day anyway chiriga yangu ndipindo zvandada kupindura izvizvi haugoni kugadzirisa nyaya yomusha wako kana uchitsora umwe kana ivo vachiona kuti vamutuli nuve hapana chavanoziva vane mvumo yokunoka dhora vamutuli nuve. Ona hama yangu watiurayira nyika ko wadii kudai 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 vachionesana noti kuti munhu avuye pastudio 7 otanga kunyumba imba yake kwamuri ikoko kuamerica hakuna kana one american anokwanisa kushora america despite kuti they are of different kana kuti vavanosapota mapolisa zakati akasiyana andimona iculture yavo muno mune zvinhu zvakawanda zviri kuondomoka and zviri kuondomorwa navanhu. If I can give you an example yana delta vanotengesa vanohodhesa toro asi you find that vanhu vakawanda vane prepaid as Zimbabwe kutenga pint ine $5 kutenga pana munhu anokuvena and they want the government to go and intervene zvinoshanda pati instead of us as human beings as people vanoda nyika chitoro ichi chinodhura hatisi takatenga iye zvino you find that makombi for example manheru vanoti aya manheru chakuchadza $2 but you find that one Zimbabwean anopinda achimanya achiti aizondezenyizvi kana musina mari. Saka hatina kubatana zvatinoita hatisi takawirana as long tine attitude yakaita siyo mukuru yokungokomplena vasingavui namasolution.
Thank you so much mazimaita basa. Gibbs ndiwo unenge uri kuda kumbopindura.
Ye so siyamuzwa uyakhuluma sibili ubaba uchirumanzi kodwa ke ubaba kaloku ade kukhuluma ikuthi khona ngale IMF ngathi umgcini ngcebo umthuli ncube uthi kasebenzi kuhle into ezinjalo kodwa ke uthurumanzi uthi hayi phela abantu bengathethisi uthi babesula abantu ongapheliyo so singazi ukuthi khonokho ke kumhlaba kanganani kodwa ke abantu lapha bayavunyela ukuthi bakhulume bafisa ukukhuluma so uqedisa layo ubaba bese ngibuza ujaka lapha.
Yes Mr. Chirumanzu, I think our caller that Mukoma Kundai I think is off the line now.
Oh, he's off the
line.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, so let's get back to Mr. Tatenda Magetsi. So Mr. Magetsi, I think you know that the political situation in Zimbabwe is a bit dicey and the economy itself is sort of like struggling. So how do you think you will manage to maybe weave your way through after these meetings to make sure that your views are understood and implemented maybe?
So the idea is to communicate to the government and the people so that at the end of the day, everyone like knows what they are supposed to do.
Mm.
Like, for example, I know that the economy is really down and it would really be like naive for us as citizens to expect much from the government, given that even if change was to start today, it would not like come overnight. Mm-hmm. So this means that there is that need for the government and the people to complement each other's efforts.
Mm-hmm.
So personally, I'm going to make sure that I communicate through all channels possible, so that the, especially from our side as youths, unemployed graduates, etc., they do something for themselves, like starting entrepreneurial activities, income generating projects of their own. As bad as things are, there are opportunities that could be exploited. For example, like we are talking of the digital moonshot, which was like launched by the World Bank, where we are saying we should teach youths how to make use of the internet. Especially in Zimbabwe, you find someone talking of the internet, they are talking of WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So we look at internet from so much of a social media perspective, and we confine it to be just that. Yet the internet is rich.
Tell people exactly how rich is it. What you learned today?
Personally,
what can they do? Yes.
Personally, to be here in Washington, it was because of the competition I applied for on the internet. This is to begin with. I won the Rhodes Scholarship because I had applied for it on the internet. I wasn't complaining. I tried to dig because, when we look at the internet, it's like a mine. How much you mine determines how much of it you
get. What specific things can people do on the internet? Like what you learned today, what can they do to make themselves better?
Exactly. Like for example, we can talk of the issue of digital marketing. We know that people are selling clothes, people are selling shoes. I know a lot of youths in Haifu where I stay are doing that. Instead of doing it like the old conventional way, they can infuse the issue of like digital marketing, use Facebook. We know that a lot of people will be online. So like post whatever you are selling on Facebook. Instead of like just looking at it as an entertainment platform, look at it from a business perspective so that you gain something out of it. Yeah, something like that.
Wonderful.
Paka home up.
Yeah.
Nokuti vechidiki kazhinji anongofunga kuti
WhatsApp
ne internet.
Yeah.
Ndiku remember Gibbs patakatanga kushanda.
Yeah.
Pakazonzi kubasa vandaisenza kwaita computer.
Mm.
We all tripped to the office just to see ngona computers.
Yeah, even typing, you know.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Yeah, sometimes you miss the keys.
Oh, yeah.
You know. I think we've got
it. I think we have a caller, yes. The name Terry. Hello. Hello.
Hey,
Magadi, Baba.
They're right in it.
Yeah, hello.
Ungban. Richard, Kuluma, Baba.
Yeah, I know Taur.
Taur, I think. Muskumboya tunzikwa baba andisi kuti kana varipa muri ipapo kana vakatirira radio varikukunzwa iwe.
Ya varumi.
Varikukunzwa muchitotaura navo kwete kuti pa radio ndofunga. I mean Gibbs did you hear what he said?
No, I think
what I only heard is that they are getting less value for their tobacco crop.
Oh,
but
yes.
Whatever you wanted to explain, I think it's drowned because his voice is too low.
The other thing that I hate is that the government is not doing well, according to him.
Yes.
He said they are actually messing up with the economy.
Yeah.
So now, let's wrap up with him so that we can get another guest.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we can pose a question to him.
My question is, for Zimbabwean youths, like in Zimbabwe, there are many activities and organizations and all that representing youths. But how many youths are benefiting from those, or those who can stand up and say, I benefited from this program? Do you see many youths benefiting, or it's just youth organizing purporting to represent youths, but nothing coming out of that?
In the case of youth organizations, there is really nothing much coming out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I have realized this challenge where, like, it's becoming like some sort of a permanent feature in Africa, where organizations try to profiteer whenever there is a problem. Instead of being problem solvers, we maintain the problem as it is, as long as we are getting an income
mm-hmm.
from it. A lot of youth organizations purport that we are having youth activities which are supposed to benefit youth. But
mm-hmm.
I live in Highfield. In Highfield, like, literally every newspaper headline affects us.
Mm-hmm.
If they say there is a fuel price hike and you live in Highfield, just know it's going to affect you directly.
Mm-hmm.
If they say bread price has risen by 20 cents, it's going to affect you directly. And whenever I walk around Highfield, at any time of the day, I find a lot of youths loitering around.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to Belgravia, you find these fancy offices of a lot of organizations.
Representing
us. They are representing mm-hmm. us. You go into the offices, there's no single person who really is a youth. There are old mm-hmm. people in there. You cannot represent us without us. If you say you are representing youth, and then all the decision makers in that organization are not youth, then whose voice are you speaking out?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whose voice?
Mm-hmm.
So I have like a very deep critique of literally all youth organizations in Zimbabwe. They are not doing us anything. They are doing us, they are doing us a disservice.
So how can you make them work?
I loved like when Minister Kesty like started this youth Indaba.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually her trying to reach out to youth so that she can hear our voice.
Mm-hmm.
It's through such initiatives that our voice can be heard, but it's never going to be through these organizations because they are going to continue profiteering and it is not in any way going to benefit us. They've existed for so long and our plight hasn't changed even an inch. We still suffer day in, day out. Drug use, especially like in high density suburbs, is high in it keeps skyrocketing with each day.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they exist to make sure that this doesn't happen. I have never seen an organization campaigning against drug use.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yet we know this is something that is occurring. This is something that is happening. But you don't see, not even on television, a single organization which comes and says, we are doing a one-week campaign against youth against drugs mm-hmm. campaign. Mm-hmm. Yet they have the funds. They are getting the funds so that they can do these activities, but they are not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the day, they will claim that we have done ABCD, create some reports, produce reports to the donors, and they will get more funding without doing anything.
Tatenda, thank you so much, Tatenda.
Thank you, Tatenda, Magetsi. Mugoma na Maifritz.
Yes. So, his surname is Magetsi, eh?
Magetsi.
Yeah, Magetsi Apaka. So,
actually, I'm Maifritz, the Mushamangu.
No. It comes from my area, Lusaka. You know where Lusaka is?
Exactly.
That's where it comes from. You see, I'm very brave. No.
Thank you so much, Tatenda. Regatins, we're going to tell you about Nare. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, and here now.
Apostle Dube in Johannesburg.
Yeah. Apostle Dube, Kulumani Wab.
Yes, ni Dulandela Lindaba, Yom Sangano, Ose Melinda.
Yes.
And of interest,
and your call has been terminated. So in the meantime, I think we've got videos of David Malpass, who is the president of the World Bank. So let's try to fish the videos and then try to play them so that, people will see exactly what is going on at the IMF.
Globally, extreme poverty has dropped to 700 million at the last count. That's down
from much higher levels in the 1990s and 2000s. But the number of people living...
Now, I think we are cut off. I think that video may be cut off. Maybe we can replay it. So ask our producer to replay that video so that we can maybe have another video from Christine Lagarde, the managing director of the IMF. So let's try it again, David Malpass. So I'm told that it's not that video is actually run to the end. Let's have Christine Lagarde, the managing director of the IMF.
Before I turn to a few words about the global outlook, I would like to just express on behalf of the institution our heartfelt condolences to the three countries that have been mostly hard by the recent cyclone Idai. It's Mozambique, Zimbabwe, Malawi. And I can tell you that the government of Mozambique has submitted a request for the Rapid Credit Facility, which provides speedy access to concessional financing from the fund, and we are moving forward as quickly as we can. It won't be pledges, it won't be promises, it will be prompt payment as soon as the board has approved it.
And that is the IMF Director Christine Lagarde speaking at the IMF today. So akhuluma ngakho lapha ke ukuthi hayi phela emhlabeni lapha kunengi okukhona jonga kuzobuya ke ukukhulumela ngesayikloni idai
matarise
lokuthi kume njani xa sikhangela Mozambique, Zimbabwe le Malawi lapho kwaba khona lezulu lesiphepho usayikloni idai lo uthe uzo obuhlungu ukuthi amazwe la alahlekelwa ngabantu. So right now we're joined by our reporter who was at the IMF meetings. And that is Marvelous Mhlanga. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Gibbs and Jonga. Mm-hmm.
So, roughly, briefly, what went
What actually went on today is we had a lot of organizations that were having side meetings, but also Zimbabwe is actually represented by the finance minister, Mr. Ntuli Ncube, and his delegation, and also Minister Ziyambi is around, but I was not able to actually get in touch with them. But from what they've been publishing on Twitter, they're actually having side meetings. I saw Mr. Ntuli Ncube posting on his Twitter account that he was meeting with potential investors, and he was on Bloomberg TV earlier on in the day saying that Zimbabwe will have its own currency in 12 months. So that's something to look forward to, to perhaps hear from him how this will offset what is happening on the ground. And he also spoke about Cyclone Idai, saying that they are going to be appealing to some of the member countries that they're meeting for assistance for Cyclone Idai ravaged areas.
So in terms of the program itself, how is it going?
In terms of the program, like you had the young man, you know, they have a lot of side meetings. And I think they are pushing the African agenda. They're pushing the use of digitalization, especially in terms of using business, because they know the future of Africa especially lies within the youth. So I saw a lot of youth programs. They were also pushing programs to do with ending poverty and, you know, within Africa and other nations. But I saw a huge contingency of African countries and African youth that are attending this World Bank meeting.
Vakawanda vanoziva kuti misangano inoitwa gore negore. Zvii zvingatarisirwawo gore rino zvingabva kumusangano iwoyo, nokuti makore apfuura vanenge vachingopiwa zvivimbiso.
Pari zvino tiri kuona kuti Ntuli Ncube unenge musangano wavo wekutanga. Saka zvinenge zvakanaka kuti timire tione kuti pane zvitsva here zvavaunza, nekuti vanga vari kuti ivo vari kutaurawo nevamwe vari kuda kudyara mari yavo muZimbabwe. Uyezve vachitaurawo zvakare kuti vari kuda kutaura nekuti chikwereti cheZimbabwe pari zvino chamira sei, vari kusangana nevatungamiri veWorld Bank neIMF nezvimwe zvakadaro. Saka tuda kuti tione mushure memisangano iyi, nekuti zvizhinji zvinozeyewa kumisangano iyi. Sekutaura kwandaita, kwanga kuine misangano yevechidiki yakawanda, uyezve mimwe misangano yekuedza kupodza zvatingati iye kubvisa poverty kana kuti kushushikana muvanhu, urombo kuvanhu nyanya muAfrica. Ndaona kunge Africa pamusangano wegore rino yanga iri kumusoro chaizvo. Pane maprogramu akawanda avari kuita kuedza kuti nyika dzemuAfrica dziwane idzo upfumi hwakanaka.
Ndofunga tine guest tine mumwe vevanyarikano vedu pachirongwa vati vari kumhanya vanoitwa amai Chenai Moyo Mutamba Sere vanoshanda neZimbabwe Citizens Initiative vari kuUnited Kingdom. Welcome, Ms. Mutamba Sere.
Tatenda.
Tinotenda. Aiwa, tinotenda wane kuteerera. Nyaya tiri kukurukura ndiyo iye musangano uri ku Washington DC, IMF ne World Bank. Uyewo nyaya yekuti Zimbabwe inenge yane currency yayo mukati mwedzi gumi nemiviri. Etipeiwo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ha, zvinhu zvekuZimbabwe zvinonetsa nekuti kubva zvandakataura nemi ndinotarisa kuti kuda kwapfuura mwedzi tingati miri. Kubva zvakabva vamutulinwiwe zvakare kuAmerica tonzwa zvekuti iko zvinovadzokera. Isu sezvizvagwa zveZimbabwe hapana takanyanyotarisira kubva kwavari, asi kuti zvinhu zvekuramba zvichingowedzera kushata munyika yeZimbabwe. Ivo vanhu vane mari dzavo dzavanenge vachida kudyara munyika hauavingi kuti kwai ndau yakwamuri. Ivo ndivo vanouya kwamuri kuZimbabwe. Vanofanira kutanga vagadzirisa kuZimbabwe, kugadzirisa kuona kuti vanhu vanokadyara mari dzavo muZimbabwe, mari idzodzo dzine zvadzinobuditsa. Ndizvo zvinoita kuti vanhu vauye kuzoinvesta muZimbabwe, kwete kuti munoramba muchivavinga muchikwira ndege muchienda kuAmerica, asi pagroundi kuZimbabwe hapana chiri kuchinja. Zvinhu zviri kuramba zvichiita wese. Handiti tanesa nekunyengedzwa nemameeting avo aya.
Now, Miss Mutambasere, I'll read a statement here, or let me say what was uttered, or some remarks by David Malpass, president of the World Bank Group. I quote, by 2030, nearly 9 in 10 extremely poor people will be Africans, and half of the world is poor will be living in fragile and conflict-affected settings. This calls for urgent action by countries themselves and by the global community, end quote. What's your comment on that?
So, I mean, I agree. I absolutely agree. But the problem, the crisis, the African crisis, is not one of lack of resources. Mm-hmm. It's mismanagement of resources. Tinotarisa nyika dzakaita sana Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe inyika ine zvinhu zvayo nouwandu hwazvo. Asi kuti ivo vari kufanira kunge vachizvigadzirisa kuti nyika ive ino benefita nekuwanda kwakaita maminerals, vana gold, diamond, zvakadaro. Asi hazvishandi nekuti tiri pamismanagement. Tine leadership crisis muAfrica. And ndinotenda zviri kutaurwa kuti 9 in 10, I can truly believe that. Nokuti takatarisa nyika yedu 1, Zimbabwe, zvinhu zviri kuramba zvichiwedzera kushata muZimbabwe. Zvinosvika pamwe pamuti munopiva mhesa vanofunga kuti hazvingashati kupfuura pazviriko zvino, asi zvichiramba zvichienda zvakadaro. Zvino tinosvika kupi?
So what can you do on your own to make the situation better, especially in Zimbabwe?
Okay. Okay. So number one, as individuals, what you will see is a lot of international governments, and it's my government, akaita kutarisira vana UK, vana UK, even America. Hongu vane mari dzavanofanira kunge vachipa mairano neaid kunyika dzakaita semaAfrican countries, handizvo. Asi ivo vari kuona kuti mari idzi dzipiwe kumagovernment hadzisi kusvika, hadzisi kunoita zvadzinofanira kuita. Naizvozvo ndingatokurudzira aya atinoti magrassroots organization, handizvo. Kunyange takatarisa iko zvino kuZimbabwe tine example nenyaya yakaitika yecyclone. Vanhu vakabatana, vanhu vari paground, zvisina kuti uri government, uri bato ripi, handizvo. Takaona zveshuwa kuti munhu ari kuUK aikwanisa kuti iye akapa £100 yake, akaipa through a local church, akaipa through an individual. 100 iyoyo ichikwanisa kunosvika ichinobatsira vanhu. Saka isusu sezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe tinofanira kuchitangamuka kuchiona kuti aiwa, hurumende iyi hapana zvainotibatsira. Ngatichibatanai isusu tiite mapato edu, magrassroots organizations anokwanisa kumira pamberi peidzo nhengo dzakaita sana maWorld Bank Organization nemamwe mainternational aid structures. Toenda isusu tonozvimiririra, nokuti kuti timirire kumiririgwa nana mutuli havanana hakuna chinobuda chokwadi. Hazvichashandi izvozvo, because the leadership crisis iri kuZimbabwe, iri muAfrica in general, hapana kwatiri kusvika nayo. As individuals, we must stand as individuals, contribute to the setting up of grassroots organizations, and let us work towards a better Africa. And that means when the opportunity arises, to change leadership. Let's take it up and let's take it seriously. Let's keep pushing until that change happens. Because you could try to get it so quite up and what you can.
Thank you so much, Mayim Tambasere Rambai Muri Parunare Tungo Tarisa. Ma comments maviri matatu kubva kune vateereri vedu. Panapa ndiri kuona vanyora pavioishwa na Facebook. Hanzi namukoma Blessing Masvavike. Keep it up, guys. We are viewing you from Francistown kuBotswana. Then Nicodemus Matariro watching from DRC Kolwezi. Vamwe vari kuona vari Cape Town. Mukoma Gabriel Paradzai vari kuChipinge. Then panapa pana Godfrey Muradzi kwanzi only those aligned to the top government officials will benefit, not the ordinary youth. Then pana Arnold A. Zezai, thumbs up to Tatenda, a former student of BUSE. You lead, they follow. Wanting for updates from Oxford University. Ndofunga haru kutsigira mkoma Tatenda Magetsi. Haba tukwane Getsi na mkoma Tatenda Magetsi.
Yes, and Tatenda is going to the University of Oxford.
Yes. So and maybe this guy is saying he needs follow-ups from that. So you guys, Studio 7 guys, you have to make follow-ups and update mkoma, that's mkoma Arnold.
Wonderful.
Yes.
So we've got Luxon Lucky on the developer page. He says, Gibson Chonga Linjani, Zimbabwe is a failed state. So there's nothing that is going on here. Sydney Lwandle Mdluli says matotakiti salibonani ikona ngapho ke eMcDonald's lapha elikhona. So he saying that how are you in the place of McDonald's. And then we've got Msunduzwa Ndlovu uthi salibona number 42 la uthi hayi siyakubona ke umnotho welizwe ungani uyahamba siyakubona. So now let's go back to Miss Mhlanga. So now what is going to happen tomorrow? And maybe the day after.
Tomorrow, they continue the side meetings because on paper, the business really, you know, winds up from Friday. But tomorrow, they continue the side meetings. And they've also now the opportunity to meet outside of the World Bank confines. Mm-hmm. But they also have side meetings for the youth, like I said, and for women that are continuing until Sunday. Mm-hmm. But for some of them, today is the end of business.
And the business delegation, when are they expected to go back home?
I spoke to Minister Honorable Ziyambi on WhatsApp because I was trying to locate them. And he said he left today, but the delegation led by Professor Ntuli Ncube will leave on Monday, which means they will be working. It's a working weekend for them.
Wonderful.
Hanzi nemunganyora panapa muteereri ari kubindura. Hanzi ari kutaura chokwadi mudzimai uyo. Anonzi Mutambasere taneta kunyeperwa.
and Gazira Churumanzu, his phone just dropped. I think maybe we can make a follow up and maybe try to get Rejoice Mgwenya, but we're remaining with only 8 minutes. So in these 8 minutes, if we have to use them very well, I think let's go back to Mtambasere. So Mtambasere, we are looking at this the IMF and the World Bank meetings, and this is an annual kind of event. So at the end of the day, does Zimbabwe benefit out of these meetings?
It's actually a loss for us. It reminds me of the old age story that we have of a father in a family where they're struggling, there's great poverty. And yet that father still finds the time to go and spend at some gathering. That doesn't bring anything back home. Recently, it's only a matter of, is it 2-3 months? It reminds me, kubaza takataurirwa kuti tavane RTGS. RTGS ichaita kuti zvinhu zvigoita 1:1. Yezvo nhasi tiri pano, RTGS yajoinawo, yamirawo mumutsetse ne ecocase, ne bondi, ne whatever else zviriko kuZimbabwe ikoko. Tavane 5 macurrency, asi ari macurrency asiri macurrency. Nokuti iko zvino vabuda vamutsuri vari kuti tichava neimwe fully fledged currency. Kusiya dzimwe 4 dzatinadzo idzi zvichirevei zvichashanda sei. Chinhu chiri missing mastatements avo is how. Vanotikandira mastatements ekuti ndichakupai new currency ichashanda, ndokupai RTGS ichashanda. Kuno tadii tambogadza, tambonatsonzwisisa kuti muri kutarisa kuti ichanyanyoshanda seiko. Nekuti parezvino hapana chiri kushanda, hapana chati chavai, hapana chavati vataura chati chashanda.
Maybe Ms. Mthanga can chip in there.
Yes, before that, just one question for Ms. Mtamba Seri. You are an economist by profession, I guess. How would you, if let's say you are appointed Minister of Finance today in Zimbabwe, how would you fix this situation?
You see, financial position is the outcome. It's an outcome of activities. And if, even if you strip out the whole idea that it's economics, if you run a business, you get a financial statement because you've put so much into that business, right? You cannot start with outcomes. So you cannot start by saying, I want 1:1. I want to have, because all these things respond to market forces, right? At the moment in Zimbabwe, we do not have production. We do not have enough production within our own local economy to sustain an economy. So this idea that we want our own currency and all that is nonsense, because we continue to export, we continue to import, from outside. We continue to need to go across border to get certain things. So we are all, it's better that we assure ourselves using the US dollar, we assure our economy and then move from there. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, but the ZANU-PF government...
And I have said this from 3 years ago. I said, you cannot put more money into a pocket with a hole in it. But you need to fix the hole.
Yes.
And then you can start talking about activities that you're going to be bringing in. Zimbabwe has got a leakage problem. We have a very corrupt economy. We cannot account for every dollar. And they know that. In 2017... Everybody came out and they said, this is what is happening. And and they said, it's corrupt. And ED said, I'm going to remove corruption, et cetera, et cetera. So they know the problem. That is the problem.
That's why they removed the people surrounding former President Robert Mugabe, because they were corrupt.
Exactly. And then they said, we're going to deal with it. I'm going to be hard on corruption. And that was it. It was a charm offensive. He never did anything about it.
Thank you so much.
And like these guys, they don't know. They know the problem.
Thank you so much.
They don't want to fix it.
Maita basa, ndinangoti pamataura kuti baba vanenge vachingoenda kumatare kunotanda hanzi nevakuru zvikanzi ipo pamakungano ndo panorovanwa masoro. Vamwe vakati anofamba ndiye anooneka tsapfu, saka regai vambunzwa. Tinotenda zvikuru, aiwa kana makama kufunganyi kuenda, we can let you go. Thank you so much for joining us.
So,
thank you.
Those are job breakers, Shona. I didn't hear a thing.
Because we requested 10 minutes from Ms. Mtamba Seri. I think we ended up consuming 15 minutes or so.
I was in the wait.
Yes.
Let's go to...
Then marvelous said, "Ndofunga ungangotsanangura kuti pane zvawaona zvii zvaungataurwa vateereri kuti vanzwe."
Ndingangoti zviri kutaurwa nevazhinji vari kuwanikwa vari panhare nezvimwe zvakadaro zvakakosha kuti zvinhu zvinoda kunyanyogadziriswa mapolisi munyika pari zvino. Vazhinji vari kushora vachiti ivo tiri kuona madelegation achikwidza nekudzika. Takaona vantuli vanga vari kuno, saka zvii zvabuda. Ndo zvatichange takatarisawo nesu. Sekutaura kwavaita vati within 12 months pachange pane new currency, tuda kuzoona kuti inobatsira sei. Vakataura zvakare vakati Central Bank ndo ichange yakuuya neregulatory, ichange yane mari inenge yakutaura kuti nhasi rate yakamira pakati. Asi tuda kuzoona kuti zvichaita sei kana zvakuiswa mumarket. Ndo zvavazhinji zvavari kutarisa.
But you know, Gibbs, if I recall, last year Minister Mthuli also talked of 12 months.
Yes, Zimbabwe, so as 12 months.
12
yes.
months. And within the 12 months frame, we have the RTGS dollar.
Mm-hmm. You know, the elephantist gestation period is 22 months.
22 months.
So make your conclusion there.
Plus 10, 12 plus
because
10.
Here he's trying to skin a big elephant. So it's a huge task, I think.
I
so if you extend by 12 months, you say, okay, another 12
another
months. 12
months.
Another 12 months. It will work maybe. I don't know.
Asi vazhinji ndombobatai muromo ipapo kuti vari kuti iwo mameeting akanaka asi chavanoda kuzoti chichi chabuda kubva pamameeting.
Thank you so much, Marvelous. We wish to take this opportunity to thank Marvelous Blanganya Huye. She's our reporter who was at the AMF. We also thank Mr. Katsira Chirumanzi, political commentator, ZANU-PF Leaning, and Chenai Moyo Mutamba Sere. and then we've got Thathenda Makgetsi as well. He's a youth attending the IMF meetings. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye, Zimbabwe.
Usakangwana utawarabanu, Thathenda Makgetsi, the future minister in the making. Yes. Finance minister in the making.
Definitely.
Ini jonga kandemiri. Bye-bye.
Marvelous. Nklanga nyahuye. Bye-bye.
Thank you.